This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Sirianni got an extension from the Eagles today, multiple years for Sirianni, whose resume he's putting together all of a sudden is ultra impressive. Now, there's a difference between like your career winning percentage maybe and how good a football coach you are, because you could have inherited a really good situation.
Sure.
I happen to think Matt LaFleur in Green Bay is outstanding, but I also remember his first few years in the league. You go to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was playing at an MVP level, and the narrative about him was he's a good coach. But the fact that he has the greatest winning percentage ever might not mean he's the greatest coach early in his career of all time.
Slid into a Ferrari that's already on autopilot, you know, going 200.
Yeah. I'd make the case, though, Rodgers falls off, they move on, he's now done it with Love. They had a two-game winning streak this year where he was running like a high school playbook with the former Liberty quarterback, whose name is escaping me right now.
Malik Willis?
Malik Willis, who everybody wanted to watch in the draft in the top 15, if you remember. He fell into the third round. But LaFleur, I think, has proven himself to be a really good head coach.
Yeah.
In the case of Nick Sirianni, when you look at his track record, 9-8, then 14-3 NFC title game, 11-6, and 14-3 in a Super Bowl. He's been to two NFC championships in his first four seasons. He has won 11 or more games, all three straight seasons, but three of his 4 years as a head coach. And all time now, he's 48-20, a winning percentage over 700 for him, with two conference title game bids and a Super Bowl, and two Super Bowl appearances, including a Super Bowl win. And they probably could have, should have won the other Super Bowl, you know, back in 2022. So he could easily have two rings at this point. He'll have to settle for one. But as much as I like to poke at Sirianni, who just does ridiculous things, he's yelling at his own fan base. He acts like an immature guy. You know, a lot of times he's just the ultimate coach bro, in my opinion. You know, step on his shoe in Arlington, you're getting into a fight at Mr. Day's. 43-year-old Nick Sirianni can coach football. The players seem to like him. They win a lot of games. He's not a guy that's calling plays. He's one of those, like, what is it that you'd say you do here, guys? Mm-hmm. But the results are the results. And I do think if they moved on from him and had another caretaker come in, they're still a playoff team. But do they win the Super Bowl? Do they get to a couple Super Bowls? I don't know. I think it's time to give him a little bit of credit, though.
100%. I think three things are true. This is a Howie Roseman production. We underrate how incredible it is that they opened a window, won a Super Bowl, got bad for 1 year, opened up a new window, have been to two Super Bowls with a win, and are a favorite again to do something special this coming year. Howie Roseman, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's number one. Number two, I think Nick Sirianni, you can come up with whatever adjective or adverb you want, is not my favorite dude. There is a lot of eye-rolling...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you said, immature behavior, douchiness, whatever you want to call it, where you're like, come on, seriously? Number three, good football coach, and it fits. Whatever he does, right, that's what they need.
We had an Eagles media, I don't remember if it was a writer or a radio guy or what, during like championship week on our show. And I remember asking him, I'm like, is Nick Sirianni a goofball or is Nick Sirianni a really good head coach? And he said, yes.
Yes.
I will always remember that. And it, in my mind, I've never even considered the possibility that it could be both. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, is this guy just a complete lunatic wild card, X factor that you always have to worry about if you're Lurie, the owner, or Howie, the GM? Or is he a really good coach? And the guy's like, yep.
Yep. So when you sign up for John Harbaugh, you're going to get a dude that rubs everyone the wrong way, that's over the top, that's, you know, gonna, whatever that morning, like, I'm not drinking coffee, I'm drinking air today. And everyone's like, I don't know how to talk to you. And then you're gonna go win a bunch of football games because he's doing it his way. You know what I mean? Like, Sirianni is the right fit personality-wise. Remember, their disaster 2 seasons ago where they collapsed down the stretch, you just sort of reload with a new crop of assistants and fix things. And they were still 11-6 with a postseason game. So, to me, he's all three of those things are true. This is a Howie Roseman is a genius production. He is just eye-rolling, skin-crawling,
so that's
whatever,
the big question.
And then he's a good coach.
How much is he a passenger, and how much of their success is because he's awesome?
I think, to me, it's the same conversation we have with Brock Purdy, where he fits. Whatever that fit is, it works.
Okay,
right?
But if Nick Sirianni took over the Arizona Cardinals, I'm just trying to think of middling team.
Sure.
I don't necessarily, in fact, I know it. They're not all of a sudden a playoff team.
Yeah, he's not going to elevate them to a 12-win program.
I don't think they get better. Is he a better coach than Jonathan Gannon? Possibly. I don't know. They're probably both okay. He certainly had more success. Maybe now that he comes in, it's a chicken or the egg thing where he wears the Super Bowl ring and that means something. And so, you know, he says something and you listen. But for me, if we want to know why are the Eagles so successful, I think their roster is exceptional. Number one. And I think that is a Howie Roseman production, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would give the credit to him after. But he deserves something. I mean, to hold
Absolutely.
The band together. Lest we forget, though, the 23 season
yep.
on his ledger was a fiasco. And they completely collapsed. They cratered down the stretch. If there were 3 more weeks in the season, they would have missed the playoffs. They ended up losing right away in the postseason. And he almost got fired. And it was a week, 10 days after the season, and the reporters on ESPN were still camped outside of their facility and wondering about the meeting he's having with ownership and is he keeping his job. That was after 25 wins and 9 losses in a 2-season stretch.
Wild.
Before this past year when they go 14-3 and win the Super Bowl. I think that tells you a lot. I would say he is 60% goofball, 40% good football coach, but it doesn't really matter. To your point, I think the players have gotten used to him, and it resonates. Also, there's this. What's the one thing that coaches always tell us you've got to do to win in sports? When you listen to a coach in an interview about what they learned or what they're going to do better the second time, they always say, you've got to be yourself. You cannot be somebody else. You can't try to be what that person wants in that moment and be a chameleon in every room you're in. You just got to be you, and players respect that. Is there anyone that's more themselves for better or worse than that guy?
Yeah, that's a good
Shouting
way to put it.
Shouting at people, I mean, crying during the national anthem every weekend. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying he's an emotional guy, wears it on his sleeve. yelling at people coming off the field, screaming at fans, his own fans.
Yeah.
Like, in a way that I think is unprofessional and boorish and completely embarrassing at times, he is always Nick Sirianni every hour of every day.
I think it's a good point.
And it seems like the players like that.
It is not what I look for in a head coach. Like, I want the opposite of this. But again, that there's a reason I'm not a decision maker. But B, argue with the results. I challenge you. Again, what happened, the 23 season, I think, is so instructive. That's when they went 11-6. They were kind of getting away with it the first half of the year and then fell apart, to your point, in the second half. All they did was they swapped out pretty much every critical assistant, including Brian Johnson, who came to D.C., who was their O.C. But they changed a bunch of things out, and with a great roster, were right back on the horse kicking everybody's butt again, right? And he played the villain. He kind of played that outspoken, outsized, big, loud personality. Sports talk radio can yell at me, so everybody is. Meanwhile, you know, we're not as concerned about A.J. Brown reading a book, or we're not as concerned about, maybe a bad passing game for Hurts or whatever it is. He becomes the target, and he relishes that.
Who's the best coach in the NFC East right now? So I would think you would put Brian Schottenheimer fourth. He's never done it, and it seems like he shouldn't have been hired as a head coach by the Dallas Cowboys anyway. That would make Dable, who's a former coach of the year, but also on the hot seat and probably about to be fired third.
Yeah.
And then it's either Quinn or Sirianni. Sirianni's obviously had more success more recently over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn, 1 year, one NFC championship game, so it's kind of similar there. But, I mean, I would rather have Quinn coach my team based on what I know of the two guys, because I just think Quinn comes off as an adult and a grown-up and a professional and all the stuff that I admire more than Sirianni does. But if you're doing a ranking at this moment, Quinn, really good season last year.
Resume-wise,
has
to be behind Sirianni. Has to be.
He just got fired and was kind of, you know, Rivera with a backwards hat in Atlanta, right, in terms of just record. I know, mm-hmm, people get bothered by that. But, yeah, I guess Sirianni would be the top in the division just based on having a 700 winning percentage in his career.
Yeah, that'll do it. I mean, your worst season's your first, where you went 9-8, and then you've been to two Super Bowls since then, on the way to that rebuild. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good resume to start your career.
If you go by resume, though, he's really, really high on the list.
Yep.
I don't know that you have to go by resume. It's more of who do you think's a better coach? Mm-hmm. Like, right now, this moment in the NFL, Andy Reid's probably number one. That's resume and whatever else. McVay's really high on that list. I don't know if he has the second best resume, but maybe he's the number two head coach. Harbaugh's long tenured.
Has to be in there.
I like Kyle Shanahan. But Sirianni is in the top five conversation. I think as much as he comes off like a pain in the butt, Jim Harbaugh's got to be in that discussion.
Yep, both do.
Everywhere he goes, he wins. Dan Campbell, I know you're not a fan of his. I love him.
But the resume's incredible.
He's top 10. Tomlin, never had a losing season.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of slid, though, because they can't get quarterback right. They can't win in the playoffs. They haven't really been postseason relevant in a long time. Sean McDermott's got really good numbers. Career 660 winning percentage.
That's pretty damn good, too.
Matt LaFleur's got to be in the top 10 convo. I mean, all time. He's got 2-1 wins the loss.
Yeah, it's a fun conversation because you get to go.
I sneaky love Kevin O'Connell from Minnesota. I think he's a star.
Really good results to start his career. But it's always so hard because the situation and, there's nothing equal about having different city, different fan base, different GM, different owner, different resources, different assistants underneath you, your coaching tree. It's always so hard to evaluate, which is what makes the exercise fun. But you go take neutral average team, right, of a 50 out of 100 at every position, right, where you're just average. Everything about you is average. Who gets the most out of that group? That's always the fun exercise you're trying to figure out, right? A.K.A. who really is the best coach? I don't know that I'd pick Sirianni in the first few. But I do know this. That ship that he gets to steer, he's the right guy for that ship.
Yeah, I think I sleep on him because I don't know that I'd have him in my top dozen or 15.
I wouldn't instinctively know.
Like Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, mm-hmm, those types of guys, if we're talking neutral situation.
Yep.
Get a lot out of this quarterback, get a lot out of this offense, whatever. I take them over the also that's just a different thing, but just the locker room leader.
Right.
You know, like even Dan Quinn right now. Quinn is viewed as this defensive savant coordinator.
It's Joe Witt's defense, man.
He's not calling defensive plays.
Right.
He's doing the Rivera thing where he just kind of runs the operation. And so that's Sirianni. That's a different thing than play caller with the IHOP menu right in front of his face calling offensive or defensive plays. But Dan Campbell's doing the same thing.
Yep.
He'd be very high on a lot of people's lists.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.